the warfare that is raging
ninu ogun ton ja
for the truth and for the right
fun it ona toto ati otito.
When the conflict fierce is raging
nipa ti ogun ba gbona gidi gidi
with the powers of the night
pelu awon agbara okojo oru,
God needs soldiers who are brave and true.
Olorun nilo awon omo ologun ti won ti olisito ti won si ni
ogun. May them depend on you.
Ohun ale gbekele obi.
May the Lord depend on you.
Oluwa ko le gbekele obi.
Loyalty is but is due.
Jiji olooto o je on to din dodo.
Say, O Spirit, brave and true.
Bakan lo iwe mi otito ati iye.
May them depend on you.
Ohun ale gbekele obi.
The song goes like this.
Bye, Lori, not to say love.
In the warfare that is raging for the truth and for the light, when the conflict fierce is raging with the powers of the night, God is so just brave and true. May them depend on you. May the Lord depend on you. Loyalty is what is due. So speak. For loyal soldiers comes to one and all. Soldiers of the conflict, will you hit that call? Will you answer quickly with a ready chair? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier too. Others have enlisted, so why not you? Jesus is a captain. We will never fail.
So
will you be enlisted as a volunteer? I'm sure you remember that song. A call for loyal soldiers come to one and all. Soldiers for the conflict, will you hear the call? Will you answer quickly with a ready cheer? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier true. Others have enlisted, why not you? Jesus is the captain, we will never fear. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer?
God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your friend in the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Lulukoya. You are most warmly welcome to the Revival Hour, an hour for those who have dogged determination to make heaven, an hour for those who want the power of God to touch their lives, an hour for those who want to move in a new way in the realm of the Spirit. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another Revival Hour. We thank you for your grace, your love, your might and power. We thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the mightiness of your name and your power. And we thank you for your name which is above all names. Father, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, we are gathered before you, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us by the power of the God of Elijah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Today in our Revival Hour, we're going to listen to this message which has blessed many lives. Connecting to the lifter of heads. Connecting to the lifter of heads. Connecting to the lifter of head. In Psalm 3, verse 3. Psalm 3, verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. My glory and the lifter of my head. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 from verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 7. 1 Samuel 2 7. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and he also lifteth up. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the word upon them, connecting to the lifter of heads. I prophesy upon your life that no matter your level now, God will lift you up. No matter the setback you have been having, God will lift you up. The Lord God of Elijah shall circulate your name for lifting up. In the name of Jesus. If you are down financially, he shall lift you up. If you are down maritally, he shall lift you up. Spiritually, it shall lift you up. If you have been bogged down by delay and disappointment, he shall lift you up. In the name of Jesus. If you are in the pit of shame, reproach, and failure, he shall lift you up in the name of Jesus. Perhaps you are listening to me now, and nothing is working again. You are suffering demotion. He shall lift you up in the name of Jesus. Perhaps now you are in the valley of impossibility. You are Mr. and Mrs. Nobody. He shall lift you up. Because he is the glory and the lifter of your head. Perhaps your expectations are always cut off. You are suffering rejection. Failure is tearing you in the face. You are laboring without results. Doors are shutting against you anyhow. Your benefits are being given to others. Your promotion is being stolen. Hear me and hear me well tonight. He shall lift you up in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold, amen. But then, that's a small problem. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 21. Zechariah, second to the last book in the Old Testament, chapter 1 verse 21. This is where the battle of tonight must become very hot. Zechariah 1 21. Then said I, what come this to do? And he spake saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. There is a small problem. There are anti-lifting powers. The Bible calls them horns. They scatter. People want to rise, scatters it. Accumulates money, scatters it. Accumulates integrity, scatters it. There are horns that scatter it so that heads cannot be lifted. But I've been sent tonight to prophesy upon your life that whatsoever power is pressing down your head shall die violently. In the name of Jesus. And every evil hand on your head and any evil hand on the head of your children, I command those hands to wither. To wither. To wither. In the name of Jesus. So from these passages that we've read, we find that God is a lifter. A lifter. He lifted Abraham. And he said, by you shall all nations be blessed. It's a lifting. He lifted Joseph. Joseph was an imprisoned slave. He lifted that imprisoned slave to a prince. A prisoner became a prime minister. And Potiphar's wife, who went to report him, they had to now bow. For those of you who are expecting a mysterious touch tonight, can you raise up your right hand and shout this violently 7 times? And after shouting it 7 times, we'll now add a violent "in the name of Jesus." Say, "My enemies shall bow down to me." Are you ready to start now? 7 times. On the 7th time, you now add "in the name of Jesus." Let's go! Number one. Number two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Aha! In the name of... Amen. The enemies of Joseph bowed because God lifted him. God lifted Moses from exile to a lawgiver. God lifted Aaron to a high priest. God lifted Saul from complete obscurity to the throne. God lifted Esther, a house girl. She became the first lady. God lifted David from shepherd to the throne. What I'm explaining to you tonight is this. There is no one, listen to me now, and no matter what position you are now, that God cannot lift you high. And I decree upon your life that every anti-lifting power in your life, I bury them now in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. God lifted Jeroboam from slavery to the throne. God lifted Daniel from a captive in slavery to prime minister. God lifted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from slave boys to rulers. Then God lifted that thief on the cross from that cross to paradise. Somebody said, "The Lord will lift you in the name of Jesus." When we say divine lifting, we mean anything that God does that brings you closer to your divine position. When we say divine lifting, we mean divine favor. When we say divine lifting, we mean to be more than a conqueror. When we say divine lifting, we mean you will always be a step ahead of your adversary. When we say divine lifting, we mean doors will be open to you that you don't even have the education or the skill to have. When we say divine lifting, we mean God pull you from debt to prosperity. When we say divine lifting, we mean for you to be the head and not the tail. Because those two positions are available. When we say divine lifting, we mean forward or upward movement. When we say divine lifting, means God to defy logic. God defies logic. God defies background. God defies history to move you forward. I want you to understand this. That divine lifting is a mysterious hand of God to shame your enemies. God is the only correct lifter of head. The Bible says a man shall receive nothing except from above. If God has not elevated you, any promotion you get is promotion to nothingness and disgrace. God is the source of divine elevation. If the Lord does not heal you, you cannot be healed. If the Lord does not lift you up, you will not be lifted up. Anything you do that is self-promotion will fall. Anything you try to do by trying to pull others down will fall.
Anything you do by lying, by manipulation, will collapse. Any money you get and the source of it seem pure will pollute your life and put your generation in trouble. All the fast money that people are looking for. What have they done with it now? Trouble, problems, sudden death, sicknesses. What have they done with it? But when you show yourself faithful and effective and responsible in little, when you wait for God without getting discouraged, when you stir up the potential that God has put within you, when you remain humble, when you are not an ingrate, because some people don't think about how they got to a particular position. Once they get there, all who created the ladder for them to get there becomes rubbish. All who provided the platform for them to rise become rubbish. They don't understand that it is madness to throw stone to the river from which you drank water before. Because you may need to go back to that river you are throwing your stones. But if you are diligent in the things of God, you are commanding your money. You are a faithful tithe giver. You are working hard. You are living a holy life. You practice holiness. You are seeking first the kingdom of God. Your lifting becomes automatic. But then, there are two situations in a man's life. The day in heaven, the day on earth. The day in heaven, the day they announce your name in heaven for promotion. They announce your star for shining. And your enemies have had it. They even had it before you. They know you better than you know yourself. And so you didn't know that your lips has been announced. But the enemies knows. And it now starts a process of manipulation to press down your head. It is a dangerous thing for you to carry something good and you do not know. The enemy will use your ignorance to steal from you. A brother had serious problem. He was praying, but he was having problems. So he decided to talk to one of his friends in church. This was many, many, many years ago. The church I used to go to in those days. He talked to his friend. And do you know, his friend, that they were in the same group in church, was the one who said, let us go to the native doctor. That's why any church you go to have good friends in that church. Oh, his friend took him to the native doctor. So they got there. And they got to the native doctor. Native doctor turned to the man who brought him. Said, why did you bring this one here? Please, my friend, he has problems. Said, please, never again in your life should you bring this kind of person here. Said, but Baba, help him. He has problems. I said, don't bring him here. It's okay. Tell him to go away. He was reluctant. So the native doctor said, okay. Since you do not wish to tell him to go away, you bring him. Me, I will tell him. And he said, come. Let Mr. Man. I said, people like you don't come to places like this. I said, because you have that thing. That thing, you have it. So those who have that thing, this thing I can see in you, they don't come to places like this. The place where they receive that thing is enough to solve their problems. Go back to where you receive that thing. That thing, like a white bird, is inside of you. Go back there. Here was a man who carried power, but wanted to demote his own life. I'm praying for somebody. Any power that is pressing down your head, I want to demote your ego to chicken level. You die violently in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. When you connect to the lifter of heads, you receive promotion that deviates from the usual. Just deviates from the usual. Just like that brother who applied for an international position. Everybody was recommended by some top people. He had no former general, former president to recommend him. But it connected to the lifter of heads. So when they were considering all the applications, they were looking at them. This one recommended by this ex-head of state. This one recommended by former Inspector General of Police, this one, recommended by the president of this one. Everybody was recommended by somebody. And the white man who was looking at the applications, seeing all this, now said, please, is there anybody here that nobody recommended? I said, yes, only one. He said, that's the person I want. I pray for you. You will connect to the lifter of earth. In the name of Jesus. When you connect to the lifter of earth, you will have promotion that will astonish the recipient and even the spectators. You will have a lifting that is exceptional and extraordinary. A fantastic elevation that are unheard of. You will receive what they call a wow blessing. It makes mouth to open in wonder. You get the promotion of how manage. Then you become a controversy. It's her. It's not her. It's him. It's not him. Because now your story has changed to glory. Receive the power to connect to the lifter of head in the name of Jesus. When you connect to that lifter of head, it will beat human promotions. You receive a lifting that you are ordinarily not qualified for. The Almighty God will wear for you an oversized jacket in form of blessings. Uncommon lifting. Once you connect to the lifter of it, and they'll be saying, who did you know? How did it happen? What happened to you? When you connect to the lifter of head, those who have been mocking you will change their opinion very quickly. Even those who hate you, they will admit that you are blessed. You will have a turnaround that will command envy. Something happened in South Africa. A brother went to a gospel singing competition. Top gospel singing competition. Huge mouth-watering prizes. They knock him out on the first round. And the competition ran for weeks. They now picked 7 people for the finals. They now decided that just to make it more interesting, to pick 3 of those who lost in the earlier round. So they invited this brother as one of the 3. Immediately he heard that he was invited, he went and bought a copy of Prayer Ring and started dry fast, started praying, started fasting. He got there that day. They thought they were going to use them for mockery to make the program interesting. But they were shocked when this person they brought in as almost number 10 won the competition. Because he connected to the lifter of head. Being lifted is your covenant right. And your God whom you serve is a lifter. And he shall lift you up in the name of Jesus. But then, there is a day in heaven, a day on earth. Announcement is made, and they know it concerns you. And the enemy prepares itself to pull it down. Those are what is known as the horns. The horns represent the powers of darkness in all their ramifications. And the horns have various tentacles. 1, evil plantations. 2, evil deposits. When there is evil plantation, evil deposit in the person's life, they will ask a question. You know the answer, but it will disappear from your brain. 3, occultic arrows. 4, fruitless effort. 5, near success syndrome. Those are the tentacles. 6, placental manipulation. 7, blood pollution. These are tentacles of the horns. 8, satanic poison. You put a poison in somebody's body, and the poison will be manipulating the life of the person. 9, this unexplainable depths. 10, unexplainable hatred. People just hate you. They may like you before, all of a sudden they now start to hate you. 11 is blockages. Block the person. 12, night feeding. It is bad to be eaten in the dream. Bad to be eaten in the dream. 13, dream attacks. 14, circular problems. as one problem is going, another one is coming. As one is going, another one is coming. 15, periodic attacks. Attacks that come when somebody is close to a breakthrough. 16, parental hatred. It is unfortunate, but it is true. But the greatest antagonist of some people's lives are their siblings. Sibling rivalry is a very serious matter. One brother is in this church. I believe the Lord has delivered him now. When he ran to mountain of fire, every morning his own mother would knock the door of his room. Hello? Say hello. Say, it's mommy. Say, good morning, mommy. Say, I want to check whether you are still alive. We drank a little bit of your blood last night. So you still have blood. Okay. Have a good day. Day two. Hello? Are you still alive? When your own parents are asking you whether you are still alive, then you know you are in trouble. That's what brought him to the mountain of fire. And he started praying. Started praying here. Started praying. Then one day, he was on deliverance ground. As they called prayer point, he heard a voice say, Father, in the name of Jesus, at his back. When he would look back, it was his mother. Say, ha, she has followed me here. Said, no, I did not follow you. I need deliverance. 17. False visions. False prophecies. They are tentacles of the arms. Many just submit their lives so people, because of spiritual laziness, they refuse to develop themselves spiritually. So they go from prophet to prophet. Prophet, pray for me. Daddy, pray for me. And that's what they're doing. And the man who has not seen anything, God did not show him anything. Because you have put him under pressure. You have called him Baba prophet. He will see something by force. And when he gives you that false vision, you will say, okay, okay, okay. This is a serious matter. And I want you to understand it. One of our pastors used to work with a false prophet before he joined us and became a pastor. He told me a sad but funny story. So when people come to visit the prophet, say, I need 3 fat chicken. They must be difficult to carry, those chicken. Say, those people will bring the chicken. They are the ones who will remove the feathers. Say, they will now roast the feathers. They put it in a bottle. They'll give it to the person who came to the prophet to be licking while they are busy eating the chicken. May you not become a mad person. Spiritual madness. 18. Rejection. 19. Enchantment. And 20. Negative prophecy. These are tentacles of the anti-lifting powers. I'm praying for somebody here. These powers will be disgraced in your life in the name of Jesus. You say, what do I do tonight? You need to surrender your life to Jesus. You need to repent from every known sin. You need to pray against these horns. The horns that scatter so that you cannot lift your head. And that's where we are. We want to give enough time for that prayer. Bow down your heads where you are. In case you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus. Do so by raising up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. All eyes closed. The prayers of tonight, one particular character is needed to pray them. Is holy anger. Any power that does not want you to be lifted, when you know there are so many destinies attached to your own destiny, and that if you don't rise, they cannot rise, it's a power to deal with violently and aggressively. Can you shout this loud and clear? Horns of my father's house! Scattering my lifting! Jesus. This is not the time to negotiate. Jesus. Name we pray. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father, you are the lifter of my head. Lift me up in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Domestic witchcraft. Louder, louder. Don't negotiate. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus. Oh God, arise and make me a mysterious wonder. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I want you to pray specific prayers. If it's your business, say, oh God, arise, in my business, lift me up. If it's marriage, oh God, arise, in my marriage, lift me up. If it's career, oh God, arise, in my career, lift me up. If it's calling, oh God, arise, in my calling, lift me up. Are you ready now? Open your mouth and pray. Oh, be specific now. Pray specific prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Some people connected to this program, and some people hearing me, the prayer you have prayed tonight, within 24 hours, you shall see the manifestation. The kind of breakthrough you have never been ushered into, you shall be ushered into it in the name of Jesus. Stretch your right hand. Father, let this hand become the hand of healing and deliverance. Let them become the hand of signs and wonders. As you use this hand, every infirmity shall go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus. If you have any infirmity in any part of your body, smite it 21 times, shouting fire. Let's go. Smite it well.
Father, I thank you for your children who have joined this program. Let your hand be upon them for good. Mobilize heaven to help their lives. By the time we meet again, let them become greater bundles of testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 And let us share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven glorious hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.